The Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast on demand.
Hey, Ben, you are on with Nelly, and we are recording, so you can start whenever you are ready.
Oh. All right. Hey there, Nelly. How are you, man?
I'm good, bro. How about yourself?
I'm doing well. And it's funny because whenever I see you anywhere, like on screen, whether it's like Dancing with the Stars or anything, you always look like one of those guys that always smells really good. Like you're always clean cut. You always look like you smell good. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you could probably get that one to my girl. You know what I'm saying? She practices that. She preaches that utmost.
Yeah, I, on the other hand, I've got the beard, and it's just a little bit, it's not quite the same. People get the opposite when they see me.
Nah, I bet they don't, bro. You know what I'm saying? You know, the beard's the end, man. You know, I got the struggle beard, so it's all good.
Yeah, you don't have quite the mountain man beard that I have.
Nah, I don't fill in very well over here, but it's all good.
Yeah.
It's all good.
Yeah, I was going to say, you know what your strengths are and you stick with them. Yeah. That's good. Well, I mean, Nelly, my gosh, you've got a new single a little bit with Florida Georgia Line out, and you guys are like peas and carrots now. Like, yeah. After the huge success of Cruise, now you're coming back with a little bit. Like, how did you link up with those guys?
Well, obviously in 2013, we did the Cruise, and that was due to us being on the same label at the time, Universal Republic. My man, Monty Lippman, who runs Universal Republic, who's a good friend of mine, man, who I love so much. He called me and was just like, yo, you know, have you heard of, FGL and, the song Cruise? And at that time they had it was just a country song.
Yeah.
Same song, but different music and a different tempo. And I was like, yeah, I heard it. It's a great record. How could you not hear of it? It was a number one country record. So, you know, it's kind of like, you know, and I was like, yeah, what's going on? He was like, well, you know, the guys, you know, we're thinking about trying to cross it over a little bit. And I was like, oh, really? He was like, yeah. And he was like, yo, you know, listen to it and let us know if it's something that, you know, you'd be interested in trying to help. I was like, okay, cool. Played the record a few times, came up with a few ideas, talked to Monty about it, sped up the track a little bit, added some Nelly to it. And fortunately enough, the chemistry, you know, it came together. And when we did do that, you know, we built up this mutual relationship, man, where I really adore the guys.
Yeah.
They're like Nelly. And it's just been great over the past years that we've, you know, been in contact, watching right. them become the people who they are today. You know, going from single guys into these married guys with children now.
Oh, man, I know. It's so wild just seeing like when you have that connection with someone and you are just seeing like growing along with them. And it's like, man. And then you can have the stories where it's like, do you remember when? And it's like, yeah. And I love that.
We've been on like two tours together and done numerous shows as far as just popping out different one-offs. But the two tours that we have been, you know, memorable. Some of the best tours, if not two of the best tours I've had, period, during my career because of just camaraderie that you have like backstage and being out on the road with each other. It's just been great.
I love how you have just embraced a completely different genre. And you know, I'll send it all the way back to your relationship with Tim McGraw and Over and Over. And like, who makes that phone call? Like, how is that? Because that was never done before. Like, how is that meeting? Like, you know, it's like to Tim McGraw, it's like, hey, so we got this guy. His name's Nelly. And we think you guys would be good together. Like, how does that all work?
Well, I mean, by the time I got to do Over and Over, that was actually my third album. So I kind of came off Grammar, I came off of Nelly Mill. So me and Tim had crossed paths plenty of times, whether it be award shows or just in general for different events and things like that.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure by the time Hot in Here and Dilemma was done that, you know, he wasn't a stranger to the name Nelly. And I mean, he's freaking Tim McGraw. So, yeah. I mean, and on top of that, I mean, you know, I used to know him as Faith Hill's husband.
Right.
That's how I know him. You know what I mean? I was just like, you know, I knew Faith. I didn't know this guy named Tim. You know? No, I'm just joking. You know, but he was a cool dude, man. We got a chance to come up, and I played him the idea, and he was just like so with it. And you have to understand, for somebody such as Tim at that point, because Tim is, you know, he's bigger than life when it comes to any genre of music, not including country. Mm-hmm. And for him to even take the chance and have the confidence of allowing me to work this certain project that was over and over, and for him to entrust in me that that this was a good idea was something that was huge.
Yeah.
And finished the record, man. We had so much fun recording the record. So much fun that I can't even tell anybody about the session. That was a great session. That was legendary. That was a legendary session.
Were there drinks? Were there what, like give me a peek.
I mean, you know, Tim is a cool guy.
Okay.
I'm just gonna tell you, Tim is not a lame dude by any means, stretch of the imagination. You know, he holds his own. He's a guy's guy.
Yeah.
And he can kick it in any situation.
Oh, you know what I mean? I love that.
like he can kick it in any situation. He came into this session with this hip hop guy, and he fit right in. I'm just gonna tell you that. And we made a classic record, man. We made a history making record. And you know, I'm so honored that he entrusted me with that. And I mean, you know, we had a chance to make history. So I don't know, man. It was one of those situations that it came together. I'm lucky that it did come together, because I don't think that hip hop and country probably would have the that it has now had that not worked.
Yeah, and I mean, that worked. Like, it was such a huge record. And funny story, I remember back when that was at its peak, and literally the request line was only like 14-year-old girls asking to play over and over. And so I did a segment where I was like, all right, fine, I'm just going to keep playing it until I get more people to tell me to stop. And I remember I played it, I think, probably 14 times in a row. And,
oh, no way.
And at the time, you know, it was like... I got in a little bit of trouble, but it was that big of a record that literally 14 times in a row, people are like, man, I went to the gym, I came back, and you were still playing it. I love it. And it was like, it was crazy. It's crazy.
Wow.
Yeah. So man, you have done so much more than just like music. And that's what I like think is so cool, because you and I like this is the first time that I've ever gotten a chance to actually speak to you. And I feel like I've known you for so long, because, you know, we've been in the game for a while. And I love, though, that you've branched out and you did Dancing with the Stars. How hard is that? Like, that has got to be hard.
Yeah, the Dancing with the Stars was probably my most challenging, my most challenging moment. But I think that was one of the factors that went into me doing it. That and my big mouth, basically having COVID fever and thinking that I'm good and competitive at anything. You know, that's that Scorpio for me that's in me, that I really think that I could be competitive at anything if I'm given enough time to prepare. I may not win it, but I'm definitely not going to come in last.
That's, you came that, close. That,
that's my goal. It's like, yo, I promise you, I won't be the worst. You know, it was one of those things that we talked about, and again, my big mouth kind of got me into the scenario where I was like, well, what the hell, let's go for it.
Yeah.
Let's do it. Let's try it. The very first day I was like, yo, what the hell am I doing here? You know, thinking about calling my people like, yo, you got to get me out of this shit. Somehow you got to get me out of here, bro. Like, but, I had a great partner. And this was her first time being a pro. So, and obviously we got a chance to walk that path together, and it worked out for us, man. We pushed our way through, and my fans showed up so much and supported me, and they voted. And the more and more comfortable I got, the more and more I got a chance to practice and rehearse.
Yeah.
You know, I started not to look as stupid as I did the last. So I think that just worked because I think fans truly got a chance to see the progress.
Yeah.
Not like I came out the gate dancing the best,
yeah,
but you could definitely see the progress and that the work and the effort that was going into really trying to do something that I was way out of my comfort zone doing.
Yeah. Speaking of your fans, like you've got such an array of fans now because you've branched out and you've gotten so mass appeal from, you know, hip hop to movies to Dancing with the Stars. Like when people see you on the street, what do they recognize about you first?
Things, bro. Different things.
Or do they just do the EI bark?
Yo, you know, I think it's one of those situations to where my plan to do as much and to spread out,
yeah,
it came to fruition because when people see you and, you know, you get younger generations, oh, you know, it's from the Longest Yard.
Or yeah,
you get
right.
People that came in with you from the very first time. Country Grandma, Love Ride With Me. Then you get certain girls, oh, this Dilemma. Oh, and then you may get an older generation. Oh, I voted for you on Dancing with the Stars. And you know what I mean? It's an honor, man. It's an honor when so many people can appreciate your journey,
yeah,
and show you so much love that you get a chance to spread that out. And I think that's dope.
How much do you love that your video for Dilemma is a part of a meme with texting and just like she's literally texting, man, on a spreadsheet.
I've been part of a few memes now, and yeah, that's good.
I love
if you're not part of a meme now and you're from a certain generation of music, you're probably not, you know, streaming as much. So I mean, it keeps you streaming, man, and it keeps you out here. So I encourage him, you know, keep making them.
That's right. God, I love it. And you're just talking about movies. You're in a new one, right? You're playing Chuck Berry?
Not yet, but that's the plan. We haven't started anything yet. I think they're still coordinating a lot of different things. So hopefully they'll start filming later on this year. But yeah, I'll get a chance to do the leg, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They better hurry up because I'm getting old. I don't know if I'm gonna stick that leg out there.
They saw you on Dancing with the Stars.
I mean, you know, Chuck did it for a long time, man, but he was probably strong in that aspect.
So, all right, I'm gonna wrap it up here real quick. But man, thank you for talking with me and spending the time and chatting and all that stuff. But if you had to put together a Mount Rushmore of music, Who is going on the mountain?
Wow. You know, the thing about music, with it being so many different genres,
yeah,
it's hard to make one mountain. I mean, the mountain would have to be a mile long because you would have to get so many heads up there because so many people have impacted, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like the music. I mean, you know, if I'm going country, I mean, if you start with pop music in itself, I mean, obviously Michael Jackson, you're talking Prince, you're talking James Brown, you're talking Jackie Wilson, you're talking, you're talking Sam Cooke.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's just, it's Stevie Wonder.
Oh yeah.
You're talking Diana Ross. You're talking, I mean, even you could come up to now, you're talking Beyonce, you're talking, you know, it's just, it's so many. And then when you go to country, you're talking George Strait, you're talking Hank. I'm going to get my guy Tim, Garth Brooks, Ian Twain. You know what I mean? Dolly Parton's.
Oh, and right.
It's just so many. And then you can move along and Miles Davis, you want to go to jazz, you want to do hip hop, you want to do Tupac and Biggie. And it's crazy, man, to think. But that's why music is the lifeline, I would say, to generational bridging.
Yeah. I mean,
it definitely is, because you can go from generation to generation and hopefully certain songs and certain people can help bridge that gap and help people create an understanding.
And you can cross that bridge so well with working so many different genres of music, and you do it so flawlessly, and I love that. And your single Little Bit is out now with Florida Georgia Line, and I love that. And you're getting to experience that with those guys again. And man, thank you again for talking, and continued success.
Thank you so much, man. Please, appreciate it. Thank you, bro.
See you, Nelly.
Thank you.